Kuwait describes Iraq's decision to allow the unconditional return of UN arms inspectors as a positive development that may help prevent a war in the region. A senior Kuwaiti official also expressed the hope that it would move the Iraqi government in the right direction. But many ordinary Kuwaitis say they're skeptical about Iraq's real intentions. Memories of Baghdad's 1990 invasion of Kuwait remain fresh. Many admit they would feel safer if the U.S. toppled Iraqi leader Saddam Hussein. From Kuwait City, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
The Kuwaiti government cautiously welcomed Iraq's decision to readmit arms inspectors, but said it hoped Baghdad would not enter into political games. Others here were less diplomatic. Columnist Nabil Al-Fadl of the Kuwaiti daily El Watan believes Saddam's change of mind is nothing more than a dirty trick.
Basically, he doesn't really mean what he says. I mean, this is not the first time Saddam Hussein comes up with the promises and commitments that he never really fulfills.
Fadl says he agrees with the U.S. position that Iraq's decision is just a ruse intended to divide members of the United Nations Security Council. He says in the short term it may postpone a possible U.S. attack on Iraq, but says Fadl it won't change the facts on the ground. Saddam, he says, won't give up the weapons Fadl is certain he possesses.
I have no problem with the inspectors going there doing their jobs. I have a problem that he will manage through his evasive methods of keeping some of his arsenal and his mass destruction weapon away from their reach.
Still, Baghdad's decision seems to have alleviated fears here that a U.S. attack on Iraq is imminent. Shares on the Kuwaiti stock exchange shot up yesterday in a sign of people's relief. Many Kuwaitis admit that they're nervous about the prospect of a war on Iraq. Kuwait currently hosts 10,000 U.S. troops and is expected to be a principal target should Iraq launch missiles in response to a U.S. strike. But 24-year-old Abdulaziz Al-Jalal, who works at the Kuwait Stock Exchange, says he thinks people are responding emotionally rather than logically to the current turn of events.
They think that it's safer without the war, but I don't think so. I mean, I'd like to have the war started and to get it over with and knock Saddam out. And then we'll have stabilization for 10 or 20 years or 30 years, you know.
Al-Jalal says he would support a U.S. decision to attack Iraq even after the return of U.N. arms inspectors and in the face of international opposition. Hanan Bakr, a mother of three, agrees. During Iraq's occupation of Kuwait, she says, she remained holed up in her house for 10 days, fearing an Iraqi soldier might knock at her door. She says it remains a very painful memory. And while most in the Arab world insist that Saddam is no longer a threat, she, like others here, says she has never felt safe with Saddam in power. There will be many civilian casualties if there is a war, admits Bakr, but we can't trust Saddam. He has chemical weapons which he might use against Kuwait at any time, so waging a war is a better option, she adds. Elsewhere in the region, Arabs welcome the prospect that war might be averted. Egypt's Foreign Minister Ahmed Maher said Iraq's decision to readmit inspectors would hopefully diffuse tensions. Jordan expressed hope it would lead to a diplomatic solution to the current crisis. Still, many in the region expressed doubts that the Iraqi move would stop President Bush from trying to topple Saddam. And most Arabs say they fear the consequences if he does, claiming it'll create regional instability. But not many seem to share that view in Kuwait. Columnist Nabil Fadl says a U.S. attack on Iraq will pave the way for a healthier region.
In the last 34 years, since Saddam has been there, do we have stability? Do we have security in the region? I mean, I dare anybody says yes, because we've had two major wars. Iraq has had problems with all his neighbors.
Fadl and other Kuwaitis admit that their position is not consistent with popular opinion in the Arab world, which tends to be highly critical of U.S. military involvement. But they argue that other Arab countries never experienced the trauma of an Iraqi invasion. And they say they remain grateful to the U.S. for leading the effort to drive Iraqi troops out of their country in 1991. For that reason, they say, they welcome America's growing military presence and its stated policy of a regime change in Baghdad. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Kuwait City.